that you're ready to rock and roll. It just leaves you in the queue to allow you to listen in case that's all you want to do is listen. But let's see, in the 240, I want to say, I feel like I know who that is. Taking a guess, Danny, or what?
240. That's Texas, no? I'm pretty sure 240, no? No?
No, 240 is actually the DMV, right?
I think you're right.
And it looks like, this is
right.
A new caller. Perfect. I love new callers. DMV, who this?
I'm thinking of 224.
Yo, what's going on? That's Danny. My name is Ronald. I'm definitely a new caller.
Ronald. How you spell that?
R-E-N-A-L-D. It's spelled like Reynolds, but it's pronounced Ronald.
Okay.
What up, champ?
Yeah, I just wanted to call in and say, you know, I appreciate all the work y'all guys been doing, man. Found out about y'all from the Devin interview when he first got Undisputed, and I've just been listening to y'all ever since. Y'all turned me to a casual, to like a, I like to say a hardcore casual. But I just wanted to call in on the topic at hand. I definitely think that it's kind of like too early to tell because, like, you know, since AJ's with Roy Jones now, apparently he's a new trainer now, right?
Is he?
What, Derrick James?
Or like Derrick James.
Well, I've been hearing rumors about Roy, but nothing that I've seen confirmed yet.
So that's why I was like, because I've only heard the rumors.
Okay, well, I don't know if that's, if that rumor's confirmed, then we just got to wait and see. But, it's kind of too early to tell, man. I want to say maybe he might be done because the new crop of guys, like you said, Jared Anderson, man, I don't know. There's like a whole bunch of heavyweights right now doing their things. And Usyk got the belts and Fury got a belt too. And he already lost to Usyk. And you know damn well he's not about to fight Tyson Fury. So, it's kind of, I don't know whether or not he's going to become a champion again. But, hey, that was my call, man. I appreciate y'all.
Appreciate you calling in, man. Thank you. We going out to New York City, Big Gucci Nick. What up?
What up, man? Everybody, smash that like button, smash that thumb, that subscribe button too, man. Shout out to y'all. Man, y'all been putting in the work. I just saw that interview with Andrade, man. That interview was freaking interesting, man. I feel like my man's been a little bit miserable lately. But about the Joshua thing, man, I think he's gonna go with Roy Jones. But I saw something on Instagram about him recently talking to Derrick James too. You guys didn't hear about that?
Yeah, I seen that.
Yeah, I know. He had like talks with Derrick James way back when, but I think there's some recent talks now, so I don't think it's, you know, definitely Roy Jones, but I think they're two different trainers in the hat, man. And honestly, I think Roy Jones for real, because, listen, Derrick James has got an undisputed champion, he's got a unified champion, he's got a really highly touted prospect contender coming up here, man. I don't think he's going to, you know, have enough time to dedicate just to AJ, you know what I mean? I think Roy Jones is the way to go, in my opinion.
I think Roy is more willing to travel. He's proven that by being a dual citizen of America and Russia, and he's traveled for other fighters like Chris Eubank and even Joel Diaz.
You don't make him come to America?
I think Derek would need to make him come because, like everything Big Gucci said, he's got too big a high.
Right.
He's got too big of an elite level stable to relocate for
exactly.
One camp.
Yeah, man, I think that's what he needs, though. Okay, and, like, why is that a problem?
No, it's not a problem for you and I and other fight fans, but it's a problem for AJ, according to Robert Garcia. You know?
Man, that's what the fuck he need to see how them Texas boys train. You know,
yeah, to see the world champions train just as hard as they do when they weren't champions, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he needs some of that U.S. exposure too, man, because his debut was, like, not as planned, you know what I mean? So he needs a little bit more U.S. exposure and then have a proper U.S. debut fight, you know, even though, you know, there's no debut anymore because he fucked that up. But yeah, man, that's my call. Y'all keep out the great work.
He could make a victory debut.
A victory. Yeah, I mean, you could just have a second coming.
No,
you know, come back and try again.
Yeah, but the debut is your introduction in the U.S. So he introduced himself, you know, losing. So and I don't know, maybe he can redeem himself, but
All he got to do is walk out to Jay-Z, man, on loop. Allow me to reintroduce myself.
Man, how many boxers walked out to Jay-Z, man?
I don't know.
Everybody does it.
Man.
What?
Yeah, to the song.
Yeah, Jay-Z don't walk nobody out. You're right about that.
Yeah,
he ain't out here doing that shit.
That'd be crazy if he gets, because he's a big enough star, but I don't know if he's a big enough star to get a Jay-Z, you know what I mean? Maybe like a 50, probably like a 50.
No, 50's just more for the people, that's all.
It's a great work, man. Great show. Appreciate it.
All right, brother.
Appreciate the call. Still no word back from Shakur.
Uh-oh. 3
minutes
till then.
I know. Let's see. Just sent another message.
Uh-oh. This is the problem with show business.
And then, you know, even for him, too, it's like, you know, if you're somewhere else, you got like an assistant or somebody that handles that, you know, that's on top of that. Fortunately, everybody's like for themselves in a way.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me see if I got any other callers.
What are you thinking, though, champ?
We do.
Wileen.
Yep. I think Wileen and Dillian White because of the finances.
And you think Roy Jones.
I would love Derek to shake it up. You know, send a splash to the division. It'll definitely... Uh-oh, new caller, Michigan. What up? Love new callers. Who this?
John Murden.
Don't kill nobody. What's good?
What's the deal, Ness? What's the deal, Danny?
What up, champ?
What's up, man? I just started rocking with y'all last year, man. I rock with the TBV family, man. I'm going to become a Rookie of the Year this year. You're going to hear a lot from me.
Let's go.
Yeah. I just wanted to call and comment on, you know, the AJ situation, man. I really feel like AJ, he passed his prime, man. He ain't picked up the necessary skills to beat the top three people. So he always going to be number four. And then with the young dogs coming up, you know, we got young pit bulls in the heavyweight division coming up right now. I don't think he can stand the test of time. I think his prime has already passed him. He can't beat Usyk. We all know he can't beat Fury. And he don't have the defensive ability to beat Wilder.
Okay. Okay. What trainer
what
would you
what
like to see him connect with? Obviously, there's been rumors of him with Roy and him with Derek James. If you don't like those two options or if you have your own, which are they?
I mean, I feel like Rory and Derrick James would be good, though, for real. You know, Derrick James, the hottest, you know, in the streets right now as far as a trainer. He got Frank Martin looking good. Y'all see Frank Martin. He was born in Detroit, so, you know, we repping real heavy. He moved to Indy, you know what I'm saying? But we repping. He got Detroit on his leg, so we support him real big up here. And I really feel like, you know, Derrick James is that guy right now. But, you know, he might have a lot on his plate right now with Earl, Frank coming up doing his thing, and Charlo. So, you know, you probably have to lean with Rory.
Hmm. Do you want to see AJ rebuild? Is that a smart move by Eddie? Is it a money grab stalling tactic? Or is it a sign that AJ is a broken boxer?
I think he's broken, man, for real. It's like mentally, you seen that last fight. It seemed like he cracked. At the end, he was going off. He was pushing people. It looked like he try to throw the belt out the ring or something like that? Like he mentally cracked.
He definitely
somewhere.
Threw the belts out the
ring. Yeah,
that was hilarious.
Yeah, no, that was some nuts.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
Like that
yeah.
was that was the most unsportsman besides Mike Tyson biting somebody, you know what I'm saying? That was one of the most unsportsmanlike things you can see in boxing, you know what I'm saying? Like I've been watching boxing, I'm 39. I've been watching boxing since I was like a young.
Yo, Mike,
you know what I'm saying?
Mike kept getting fouled. I don't even see Mike being too wrong for that, man. He kept getting hit below the you know, his sack.
Yeah. He kept getting headbutted and everything. But you know, you know, it's still this boxing, man. We use our hands in boxing, man. We don't use no other parts of our body, not the elbows, not headbutts, not forearms and none of that. But you know, a lot of people get to sneaking them dirty plays in. And sometimes AJ can get dirty too. If you watch AJ for real, AJ can get a little dirty. He hits you with a couple forearms, you know. He can do that. I just don't think I think he's too top heavy. Too many, his pectorals are too big for him to be fast in the on this elite level. He won because American boxers, you know, he won in the Olympics because American big men have so many different outlets right now to go to. You got the NFL who's paying them money right now. You know what I'm saying? So the bigger guys is going to school to go play football. You're going to Alabama, you're going to Georgia. And, like, he came up and won in the Olympics because we don't have that influx of American boxing. Boxing ain't as promoted as it was. It ain't on the front line as it should be. You know what I'm saying? In the boxing culture, you have a lot of casuals. That's why I respect the Pauls, because they bring in more of the casual fans into being into the circle of what boxing really is. You know what I'm saying? Boxing is an art. It's a sweet science. And a lot of people come to actually enjoy this by just watching them and hearing them.
All right.
I just wanted to tell y'all thank you, man. I really appreciate y'all.
Man.
I'm always in the chat, man. I'm always in the chat, man. Shout out your boy, Danny. Shout out Ness. I'm always giving y'all likes. Salute, man. 313.
Appreciate it,
shout
man.
Out
thank
to you,
you,
champ.
Thank you, man. Thank you to everybody that calls in, everybody that tunes in. Even if you do not call, remember, you're just as important. Sharing the show goes a long way. Share it on your Facebook, your social media, Instagram,
your MySpace,
wherever.
You know, Twitch.
Rego, Fresno,
what up?
What up,
y'all?
Yo.
Happy New Year, y'all.
Happy New Year, champ. What it do?
So with Anthony Joshua, man, I feel like Derek James is the guy he should go with because, like, I've always thought Anthony Joshua as that type of guy that fights, you know, very technical and you know, that kind of style like that Derek James puts on fighters. And I feel like with Anthony Joshua and Derek James, he would polish him up to maybe even an Anthony Joshua that could potentially be a top three guy.
So do you think he becomes a three-time champion again with or without Derrick James?
I think with Derrick James, he has a chance, but only if it's like a vacant belt against, you know, some random heavyweight. I don't think he beats any of the top guys. Maybe with Derrick James, he puts a fight in, but even then, he's going to need to, you know, get that dog out of him.
What's your thoughts on Odo Avalon being the first comeback off the two losses?
I honestly like him, would prefer him with Derek over Roy, too. Mm. You know, I just think that being around Earl and Jermell would just bring a different side out of him.
Yeah, kind of have the effect that it had on Andy to see how Canelo was training. Because, yes, he left that gym, but he took the strength and conditioning coach with him. So he did like what he was getting over there.
Also, I think Joshua has to come to America and, like, train here with none of his yes men, you know, because I think that's what's also affecting him.
He said with none of the yes men. I like it.
Yeah, a
and
lot of people seem to believe
Otto
that.
As far as Otto Wallin, that's a good fight, you know. At least it'll bring back his confidence, you know. Even with a bad performance, he should be able to beat Otto Wallin.
Do you not think that's a respectable fight back? Like, you know, Danny's saying that's not a good fight. He sound like a hater.
I sound like a hater.
Think,
you sound like a hater.
Bro, what's wrong with Wallin? He's legit top 10.
No, I don't mind him. I just, you know, he doesn't do anything.
Not a lot of other guys better than him that are available either.
It's just me being selfish. That's all, because, like I said, he just doesn't do anything for me.
No, yeah, I feel what Danny's saying, you know, because, like, what the heck, I don't want to lean, you know, but But that's the perfect guy based on Anthony Joshua's, I don't know, maybe he's not got, if he doesn't beat Otto Wallin, then for sure he don't got it no more.
Hmm. Well, champ, I got to get to some other callers. We do appreciate you calling in. Thank you for participating.
Sure. Thanks,
for everyone on the line, don't go anywhere. I see you. We coming right to you. We going out to the 925, which is, this is the Bay. Al in the Bay. What up?
Yo, what's up? Bay Area.
What's up, brother?
Pittsburgh, California, stand up. But yeah, y'all was talking about different trainers. I was gonna throw a name out there. Highly likely that they would train with them. What about BOMAC? I think BOMAC will bring the dog.
That's a great trainer. That's a great trainer, but that's the thing. BOMAC not going to go to the U.K. Is AJ ready to come to Nebraska?
That's true.
AJ ready?
His thing is he got to give up that diva attitude that, oh, I'm not coming out there. You got to come out there. Because all the great trainers is not going to go out there, too. He's going to get, like, secondary trainers who's willing to go out
there. He could get a great trainer. I think he got a great trainer he could get that people would consider to be a great, that is available and that would train and that nobody's even thinking about. Teddy Atlas. Teddy had Povetkin looking the best ever. When he was with Povetkin, that was the best Povetkin we had, and that was no drugs Povetkin.
But is he willing to go out there, though?
I think so. He was training Povetkin. He obviously severed those ties allegedly due to, you know, his ESPN contract, but even that is a smaller contract now. He barely does anything for ESPN.
I quite honestly don't remember the last time I
faded him out. My man got over a quarter mil, though. Quick as hell. He had like 277,000 subs on...
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so he doing his thing?
Yeah, he out here killing.
All right. Yo, my guy, you got background noise.
That definitely might be.
Oh.
I hear you.
I'm driving. I got these Kenichi beers on, but I'm driving.
Let's do it.
So.
Yeah, you good now.
Yeah.
Good now. All
right,
champ.
Clearly, right?
Yeah, we hear you now. For sure.
Okay,
but you
done? I didn't put the mic on the Kenichi beers. Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, You should put the mic. That's why we hear a little bit of background. But
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, you could detach the mic.
They just told me that the other day. I didn't know you could do that.
We literally said on the promotion.
Yeah,
detachable.
I'm thinking that's for the gaming aspect.
I mean, like all Bluetooth, it picks up without a mic. That just got a mic to, you know, focus in. But Al, we're gonna go ahead and let you go. We going out to, I want to say this is C-Dub, but I'm going to double check, but I feel like I've learned this. And this is not C-Dub. It's, in fact, James.
Who is it? James?
No, it's not. All right, slow down. It's actually James Benitez. It's horrible. All right, already. What
yo,
up?
Okay, you're going to say James Benitez.
How y'all doing, man?
We're good. And yourself?
Doing well, man. Just chilling, man. Listen to y'all, man. Do all the hard work y'all doing. Bringing in the new year, right? I disagree, man. I wouldn't want AJ to go to Omaha, man. I mean, there's so many other trainers in better cities I would rather him go to. Like Derrick James, it seemed like Derrick James is motivated and wants to train him a little bit. So I think that would be a good fit. Also, you see what Breadman has done in Philly. I think the environment like Philadelphia, whatever. Also, like, doesn't Ebony Bridges train in Philly as well? I think just being around that boxing culture in, like, a city like Philadelphia or whatnot would probably also bring a dog out of AJ. But a couple of fights for him that I would like him to have would be Chisora, of course, Jermaine Franklin.
Chisora, really? Come on, man. What's up with you?
I wouldn't mind it, man. I mean, you want him to come back with the win, man. And, I mean, I'll even... If you want to say a good name, even come off a loss, it'll still be a Joseph Parker. You can run it back with him. you know, long story short, man, we want AJ just to go ahead and get a winning streak before he goes into a big fight. Do I see him actually reclaiming the title? Long as those other guys are in front of him, man, like Wilder, AJ, and Usyk, even though he's the youngest out of those three, I don't see him beating any of those three. And the young pups behind him, I can't see him beating Jared Anderson, you know, or even Frank Sanchez. So I think AJ just going to be a big name of the sport, man. He's just going to be a name just going forward, man. Other than that, Ness, man, as always, man, I appreciate the content you bring. And, I think my new Netflix watch, man, you watch that show called Intergalactic on Netflix?
Nah.
It was actually pretty dope, man. It's actually pretty dope. You should just look it up, man. It's probably one of the new popular watches this week, man. And that's my call as always, man.
All right, Champ. Well, appreciate you calling in. We are still taking callers as we try to give Shakur more minutes to get on. But it looks like we may be getting a cancellation on that aspect. But we are still talking heavyweight division. We are taking your callers. The number to call, 1-425-569-5241. We got Stunner in New Jersey. What up?
Yeah, nothing back.
Yo, I got a suggestion for a trainer, but I want to know y'all opinion on it. What do y'all think if AJ was to hire Kenny Porter?
Yeah, that's a great trainer because, you know, Kenny don't play no games in terms of having you in shape. And
he'll travel, I feel like.
I don't know that he would travel. I think he might because he is working with a very young heavyweight. So he probably in his mind would be like, yo, this heavyweight going to push the shit out of AJ. He going to be a dog. I'm going to tell this young guy to be a dog. But I don't know, man. I feel like, again, the whole knock on AJ is that he's everywhere else other than here.
But
everybody's turning this into a trainer thing, man. It's more about the three-fight deal, the three-fight plan, the fact
that's
that he wants to fight, you know, maybe Oda Vavale, definitely
then,
Dillian White, Wilder
Fury. Yeah, the Dillian White, though, fight. They were saying for, like, July, though, right?
Yeah,
it was
autumn.
Summer fight.
You said autumn, right? I could pull it up, but go ahead, Stunner.
I mean, as far as AJ versus Otto Wallen, I think it's a good fight. AJ has to prove he can, you know, get past the southpaw. He might get knocked out, though. I mean, I think Otto Wallen's a harder fight than Dillian White. So, I mean, those are the fights that they're going to do. They might as well kind of, like, switch the order, get White out of the way first and then go into Otto Wallen. Because, I mean, you already seen Dillian White himself scuffed Otto Wallen. He didn't want to fight him. So, I mean, yeah, but as far
all
as
right,
the plan,
champ.
I mean,
go ahead.
The last thing I'll say, though, is the whole three-fight plan or whatever, it might be a waste of time. I mean, he's better off just going into a Wilder fight. I mean, if he was supposedly about to just go into a Fury fight where they just said it was Fury that fucked up negotiations, he should be more than ready to just go into a Wilder fight.
I mean, that's literally what Eddie Hearns addressed on there. He said, you know, you can't just take the words of people on Twitter and go into a Wilder fight. The plan is to rebuild, and that plan is for April return versus the top 15. I'm calling Otto. Summer rematch likely versus Dillian White, the, you know, number two, technically number three, because they had one in the amateurs. Autumn return versus Fury or Wilder.
Well, let me ask you, is it definitely going to be in the UK? Is there a fight that they decide to have that fight in the U.S.?
Which one?
AJ versus Otto, if it's up first.
No,
I'm sure that's
yeah,
UK, man.
I figured that's over
they
there.
They rebuild him. Why won't they rebuild where ticket sales are strong?
Yeah, I guess so. I was hoping for something a little bit more exciting. But, I mean, like I said, Otto Wallen's cool, though. It is what it is.
For sure, Champ. Appreciate you calling in. Listen, if you want to call, you know the number, 1-425-569-5241. Remember, if you know, we might give Shakur the time needed to still jump on. Could be training. Did you hit Teray? What did he say? I got James Benitez. $5 Super Chat says, Breadman, Resurrected, and Remix Plant. What are your thoughts on Bozy or Breadman with AJ? again, all good options, but it's more about who AJ is going to be willing to be submissive to. And by that, I mean take their lead and advice and their home, their gym, and make it his own.
You know, I think before you get too far ahead of yourself on the three-fight plan, let's see who he fights first, and let's see how he looks. Right?
For sure.
Let's see how he looks in that fight back. And then roll from there, man. I don't want to give him too much or too little. I don't think he'll...
It would be brave now that you say see how he looks. Don't you think it would be brave to fight another southpaw after looking bad versus Usyk twice back-to-back?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say you have to lean one way or another. I don't know that there's, like, a specific name. I think if you're just trying to get him back, you know, back to the basics, working on the fundamentals, you know, getting somebody to get his mental and his confidence, you know, back to 1,000,000%. And I think that from there you just carry forward. See how he looks in his first fight back.
They saying AJ needs to fight someone easier than Oda Violin in his fight back. So if they want easier, Big Baby's not an option. Neither of them. And we're back to Tozora being an option, which I don't want that. I'm not going to be interested as an American who is subscribed to DAZN. Am I going to work that fight? Probably, because I'm a workaholic. Am I going to be happy about it? No. You know?
Who would you still like to see that maybe is a bit, you know, easier, if
then,
you will, than
easier
Otto?
Easier than Otto?
Yeah.
Man, easier than Otto, we talking the likes of, like, Mahmoud Char?
So you'd be good with Mahmoud Char?
Easier than Otto... Luis Ortiz.
King Kong?
Yeah. At this point?
Mm.
Come on, man. How everybody else could get old but not Luis? And we already thought he was old.
Jared, no.
I just said neither of the big baby.
No, I'm fucking with you. I'm fucking with you. He was a joke. He was a joke.
Kaja Abibel.
I don't want to think about the second and third fight till he gets that first fight off. I need to see how he looks, man.
Well, that's what I'm saying. First fight, Kaja Abibel.
Look, if you ain't won, if you have not had a victory in the sport since I had hit, I got to see you. I got to see what you got.
You think they'll recycle Joseph Parker? No belt? Rematch?
Fuck no.
Hmm.
Joseph didn't even look good his last time out.
No, he lost to Joyce.
Yeah, he didn't look good. He got put out. You didn't believe in it.
Would they do Trevor Bryant? He ain't fought since that loss to Dubois. Oh, no.
Yoka.
Zig Zang. Big Zang. They wanted to do that in Japan once upon a time. Would
China.
They do it now?
Yeah, China. I think that does great money out there.
But what about if they don't do China? What if they make them fight them here in the UK? There in the UK.
I think it's still... He a big motherfucker. What about... I was going to tell you, what about Yoka coming off his loss?
Didn't I hear something about Yoka?
He's out here.
That's what I heard then.
He's out here.
I know,
yeah.
I heard something.
Yeah, no, I told you he's out here.
Yoka, I don't know, man. I don't know. Off a loss, I don't know. Hunter. He signed with Aegis Clemens now.
Yeah, there was a point in time where Michael kept upsetting the apple card as the match from B-side. And I was hoping that he'd get the opportunity. He never did. When's the last time he fought? You know, he was supposed to
no,
fight.
No, he hasn't fought since the draw with Jerry, right? Not Jerry, Jerry.
Yes. The fight with...
Yeah, no, it's slim pickings,
Parker,
man. There's not a lot of comeback names. Let me be real. There's not a lot of comeback names out there for him. They're either going to have to really give a young guy like Fabio Wardley an opportunity and put a loss on his resume. Obviously, he might be too inexperienced to rock with AJ. Or they're going to have to revisit some rematches. Joseph, Dillian. I would take the Big Baby, but I don't know how AJ feels about putting money in Big Baby's hand in pocket.
After what he did, you mean Jarrell?
I mean Jarrell, the other big baby.
The other one.
That's crazy. You became the other.
El Sucio.
Wow.
Yeah, I said it.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yo, it is crazy. He became the other. You know?
Yeah, man. He was one of the mans, too, because, like, he was doing 60 punches a round. That shit was, like, insane to me. And obviously now we know. So I'm hoping he could just come back and still do that to like.
He was doing how many punches?
60. Bacoli as an option. Shout out to James Benitez with a $2 super chat.
Bacoli's an option. Obviously, he's the one that beat Yoka.
That's what I said. LDUBB Boxing that Hunter signed with Aegis. I'm not sure how much that helps him, but yeah, I think that helps him. I think that helps him put him in way better positions. You know, Aegis has relationships. Aegis has relationships. But looks like our friend Shakur has been stuck in training or something like that. So we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. It was a three-fight plan that we were discussing. I'm predicting Oda.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to Dillian.
I'll get him. We'll get him back for sure.
And then we'll do Wilder.
Let me tell you.
That's my perfect
Shakur
girl.
Was ready to jump on the show last week.
When?
But it was us who didn't have an available slot for
Ooh.
Him.
So why you dropped the ball like that?
You did.
Ooh, lies.
Bro. So I had to push him out, you know. But we will get him back. You guys know how it is. Do apologize.
Check out the YouTube channel as me and Danny been hitting up the gym. So there are interviews and new videos, workout footage. We got another super chat from James Benitez says, Michael Hunter. Shout out. Look, another one from him that says, Luis Ortiz would be a cakewalk for AJ now. I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I think Luis Ortiz is still a good option out here for some of these cats, man. Not everybody could beat Luis.
Nah, not everybody could beat Luis. I like Luis.
Don't forget, I need you to subscribe to the YouTube channel right now. We're at 161,524, so we need about another 500 subscribers to get to our next goal of 162,000. That'll be great to get to before or after the tank fight. So help us out. Plus, we're live right here Saturday for the live fight chat where Tank takes on Dominic and Brethren, Hector Luis Garcia, who we had in this chair.
I'll
Shout
be
out
in
to
DC.
Bob Santos that's busy and been texting me multiple times today. So that's a
shout out
know,
to you, Bob.
Shout out, Bob.
Shout out to you, Bob. I'll be here. So, I'll be in D.C.
I forgot that you're over there. I'm going to be doing a lot of fight chat alone. That's whack.
Yeah.
That's hard to do.
You just got to light up.
Nah, it's still hard to, like, because, you know, you gotta talk about the action. So you needed that other person to spin off. Maybe Bo is available. I don't know. But where can they find you?
Oh, yeah, Bo would be phenomenal. Ringwalk Danny, Instagram, Twitter, all forms of social media. And that's GTO. We are the Boxing Boys. Wherever podcast can be found and on social media as well.
Don't forget, if you're in Las Vegas or you're coming to visit the city, definitely stop out. One of our favorite spots, because we go in there multiple times a month, without a doubt.
Several.
And that is to Jardin, the only spot to get the fire. Over 130 strains to choose from. Right now, I'm having the very delicious mac and cheese. So this show was brought to you by mac and cheese.
Jardin, check him out.
Man.
Yeah, for sure. I'm sure many of you guys saw the man that makes this happen, DJ Bonix.
That's right. That's
behind
right.
Wiz during the
and
New Year's.
I don't want to forget, because we always forget to say, like, there's literally daily deals.
Oh, yeah.
Like 50% off, buy one, get one free. You know, so definitely you want to check that out. And you can check out and order online. So check out Jardin, man. Let them know TBV sent you. Catch us on the next one, 6 a.m. in the morning. Peace. What up, what up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio, coming to you live from the Wynn Casino out of the Blue Wire Studio. I am your host, Nesta Gibbs, joined alongside Ringwalk Danny, and we're here to talk the the casual fans division, the heavyweight division. Everybody loves the heavyweight.
All right.
Three-time champion in, oops, heavy rumors on fight would be Fury or Wilder. Now, I do have an article from dangling the carrot, dangling that seven. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think you include him.
Like, that I'll keep interjecting, as you can see. Match like this, like, first of all, he's
above. I'm talking about box right. I'm pretty sure 240, no? No?
No, 240. No, 240 is actually the DMV, right?
I think you're right.
Yeah, I seen that. All you gotta do is walk out.
I don't know if he's a big enough.
There was none of the yes men. I like it.
Some other callers we participated for everything. I don't go anywhere. Luis Ortiz. Luis Ortiz.
King Kong?
Yeah. That's great. Wow. As an option, 6 a.m. in the morning. Peace.
Adios. Like in a gym in Michigan against Rodell Booker.
Oh, wait, so he fought this year again?
He fought last year.
In August.
In May.
Versus Dominic Brazil.
Versus Rodell Booker.
Odo Valine fought, his last fight is not Brazil? I think it comes to agreement.
Chisora, that's the best option. Like, let me tell you, Chisora just got stopped by Fury, but it took Fury 10.
Is it even fair to put Chisora in a match like this? Like, first
Absolutely.
Of all, he's in a conflict of interest. He signed to AJ in 258. Not only that, he's coming off a knockout loss. He took a lot of punishment.
Exactly. So AJ's looking out for
his fighter.
Yeah, but
you're looking at
fighter.
That. in a match like this? Like, first
Absolutely.
Of all, he's in a conflict of interest. He signed to AJ in 258. Not only that, he's coming off a knockout loss. He took a lot of punishment.
Exactly. So AJ's looking out for
you're looking
for
at
fighter.
The economics, bro. Like, Chisora is just...
They had a lot.
In Joshua, he says the third fight would be rumors of Odo Valin wanting to be. Is that it?
They had like four boxes of Don Perry
scheduled to have him on in
champion again. But hey, that was my call, man.